Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Audioboo. It's Sunday, the 5th of December today. I'm out with the dogs in a very wet field. It's been raining, all the snow has melted, which has also turned to water. So it's very, very swampy. Not much planned for today. Got some work to do. I say work. It's a kind of Christmas presentation that I agreed to do over 12 months ago, actually. I agreed, we have something called lunchtime learning, which is basically come along once a month in the lunchtime, bring your sandwiches, and someone presents on something they're working on, something they're interested in. And I agreed ages and ages ago to do one on the science of Christmas. Now, it seemed like a good idea at the time. What the hell do I know about the science of Christmas? But there's always the internet, and there are some good books out there, is all I can say. And I've been slowly pulling a presentation together, I think since about the beginning of November. I started ages ago, just put the basic skeleton of the slides together and what I would use. I didn't really start properly researching it till the beginning of November. But it's not this week coming, it's the following week. And we're away most of next weekend by the looks of things now. So it kind of means that I've got today to put some effort into finalising some of the slides. I'm hoping that that's not going to be too arduous a task, as I'm trying to make it a fairly light-hearted presentation. There's plenty of amusing bits of clip art and images and things like that. But as I say, it's looming rapidly on the horizon, and proper work has been so busy that I've not had a chance to really do anything on it, even in my sort of lunch times and things like that, because basically I haven't had any lunch times to work on it in. Other things have kind of taken over. So that'll be today's task. And then I did promise before it started to snow that I would go over and see my parents and sort out their broadband on their new computer. They have been away for a couple of weeks, so they haven't needed it, but they're back, and they probably want to use it now. So plan is, I've got all the router and things that I need that they didn't have. You've got to love old folks. Naively thought you just bought a computer and it would automatically work. So the router and the cables and everything. And plan is to go over and in exchange for Sunday lunch, fix that up for them. We'll have to see how that goes. Other than that, that's probably about it. I shall turn iTunes on at some point and download all the hundreds of boos that Will's been recording to get back in my Last FM top three most listened to. I don't think he's done more than one yesterday, or I suppose it could still be today where he is, or yesterday. Today it's today here, it's yesterday there, because they're a good few hours behind, so it's possible he might just sneak one in under the wire. But as I turn my iPhone app on, it comes automatically up with the people whose boos I follow, and it was only the one from earlier yesterday that was there, so I'm guessing he hasn't had a chance to do that, so he'll have to work twice as hard today, or in his case tomorrow, to get three. And if he's going for his double boo a day quota, well, it really doesn't matter if you do two or three a day or one. I'd still listen to them on the train, and I'd still listen to other stuff as well, so it kind of it's an uphill struggle at the moment, particularly with work, because I tend to work, if I've got a lot on, so I don't get disturbed with my headphones on, which means I can get through quite a few tracks in a day. In other news, I spent quite a chunk of yesterday, or about 4 hours or so, playing Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, having had Force Unleashed 1 and thoroughly enjoyed it. When Force Unleashed 2 was released, I pre-ordered it, or rather, I pre-ordered it before it was released, obviously. But again, like Call of Duty Black Ops, which I think I did a boo about last weekend, this is another one with a very short storyline. And I'm really quite disappointed that two games in a row have been like that. I guess, you know, there's not a lot you can do about it, but I'd rather wait another year to have, you know, a really good campaign storyline than, you know, have it a year earlier but have a much shorter game. Now, I know you get all the additional online multiplayer and other bits and pieces, but generally that's not why I buy games. I don't particularly enjoy playing online, mainly because there are people who are far better at it than me, so I either end up getting killed or losing or whatever, and I'm a pretty bad loser most of the time. So I generally tend to enjoy the campaign. Not a very good player, but I generally do play them on quite a high level, so there isn't so much of a challenge coming back playing the whole game through again on a lower level. So even if I replay it and change the skill setting, I don't get that much more out of the game. So it's a bit generally disappointed with that. Although the game is was very good, as I say, it didn't last very long, and consequently, that's another one finished. And I was thinking that, you know, I wouldn't actually be needing to buy another game for a while, because I had so many that were kind of part played, because there were quite a few released at the same time, and that would last me for months and months. But at this rate, we're going to get to Christmas and the Christmas break, and they'll all be played. So I do go back quite frequently and play stuff that I bought a long time ago and want to play again. And again, you know, that's the added value of computer games over other forms of entertainment, in that you can go back and, you know, replay them, and you always pick up things that you missed first time round. But it's better if you leave it a few months before you do, otherwise you tend to remember exactly what's going on and, you know, where the baddies are, so it makes it much easier to shoot them, or, you know, whatever you've got to do, solve the problems, depends on the game. But that's Star Wars Force Unleashed 2, so I'd recommend it. It's a good game. It's better put together than the last one in the sense of gameplay and graphically. Last one was quite a bit more restricted than this one, and but it's quite short. So if you're looking for something like that, I would say wait for it to go second hand, or wait for it to go platinum. That's what I'm waiting for to happen for Medal of Honor, because I have heard that similarly has a very short campaign. And also I downloaded the online beta and found that very poor. So I thought, well, okay, it's a beta, but I would wait at least until that particular game was available second hand, or went platinum, or was cheaper at any rate. Anyway, I think that's enough of me wobbling. I shall wish you a good Sunday. Hope wherever you are, you're well. And I will speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.